Connects Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate continuing to debate and planning eventually to vote on the Trump budget plan. They have been meeting since 9 a.m. yesterday. ABC's Ali Pekoran.
They're trying to figure out how to corral the conference into passing this legislation. It does not seem at the present moment that Majority Leader John Thune has locked the votes down to get this thing passed. If you look at the Senate floor, he's huddled up in deep conversation with some of these holdout senators. Mainly, we've been seeing a lot of attention poured into Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski.
Vice President J.D. Vance also at the Senate right now. President Trump has left for Florida, where he will tour the detention facility being built in the Florida Everglades. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will visit Washington next week. The jury returning for a second day of deliberations in the Sean Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial. The jurors talked for 5 hours on Monday and so far have been unable to reach a unanimous verdict. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. All eyes are on the Capitol today as the Joint Finance Committee takes up some of the biggest things in the state budget. That includes the UW system and the Department of Children and Families, the umbrella for child care counts. Child care counts is extra funding sent directly to child care providers that began during the pandemic, and today it's expired. Providers are now operating without government funding they've gotten for years. A study from the Institute for Research on Poverty shows almost 900 child care centers across Wisconsin could close without that funding. Ruth Schmidt is the executive director for the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association.
We are hearing lots of programs that are closing. We are hearing programs that have already been sharing with families that they're going to be increasing their rates by up to 25% a month.
Speaker Robin Voss has said he does not support giving child care providers funding. Instead, he wants to give payments directly to families. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has said child care counts is a deal breaker. He said he won't sign a budget without it. Now, after negotiations have gone on this long, Schmidt is hoping child care funding is in the budget in some form.
If that's not done, our state will pay in all sorts of additional ways down the road. We will pay in terms of a need to pay for remedial education to help kids catch up. We will pay for a lack of social emotional skills and brain cell development that happens in early learning programs that kids cannot compensate for later on. We will pay with higher rates of reliance on public assistance down the road.
Initially, Wisconsin Child Care Centers got about $20 million per month from child care counts. Later, that was reduced to $10 million a month. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Lopez leaves Milwaukee.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. After 7 years with the Milwaukee Bucks, center Brooke Lopez is leaving the team for L.A. Lopez agreeing to a 2-year contract with the Los Angeles Clippers worth $18 million. Now, the Bucks have come to terms with three other players, Gary Trent Jr., Kevin Porter, and Taurean Prince. So what's been the difference this offseason for Giannis Antetokounmpo? Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski with the Journal Sentinel.
I think the main difference is this team went from a 58-win team in 2023, top seed in the East, best team in basketball, to a team that had to win 8 straight games and Detroit had the founder to not be the 6th seed. And so what does that mean? They're not rebuilding, they're not tanking, but in Giannis's view, that's not contending. When we had our season ending in that locker room, those guys believe they can win a title.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Mets tonight in New York. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear will drop to the mid 60s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
On the next show, what happens if 20 million people lose their health insurance? Kristen Krall from Fair Share America joins Maggie to talk about the Stop the Billionaire Giveaway bus tour.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
A little bit harder makes me that much wiser. This makes me wider.
This is not the time to be afraid. This is the time to stand up and fight back and to resist any temptation for them to divide us. We're in this together. The rule of law is on our side. And the one institution that has stood by our side is the courts. We will not give in, not give up. We will not capitulate. We will not bow. We will not bend. We will survive.
So, go on, Tish James. Go on with your bad self.
Who's America's early warning system?
Black ladies.
And also little red-haired ladies.
Oh. Jody on the show. That's what we're waiting for.
What are you on, and can I have
Hi.
Some?
Hi.
It's a short wait.
You know what? He's just excited
He's
because
happy.
Trump cologne is available now.
Yes.
Yay!
I have bathed in it.
It smells like poopy diapers and fascism. Enjoy. Mm. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And the grift goes on.
Of course it does.
Amazing. He's
going to revive Trump's steaks, too, I'll bet you.
Oh, God. Oh, didn't he have vodka, too?
He had vodka. Yeah. He had water.
Same place that sells Trump Bibles and Trump sneakers.
Yes.
And he's going to deport Elon Musk. So listen, it's not all bad. It's not all bad news this morning.
Well, Mam Danny too, perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay.
Can we deport Elon's mom too?
Do we have our Big Bag of Rats song? Mm. Ooh, we're starting out with it between the fight over the big ugly bill and also him threatening to deport Elon Musk because Elon Musk.
Fight, big.
That's bag of cats, what you were doing there.
No, that was a bag of cats.
No, it depends. So Musk is threatening to primary any Republicans that vote for it.
Which
is pretty
much all of them except for three.
Right, right. Don't you feel like this is like the Flintstones background?
It is.
We watch the same thing every time. Rand Paul votes no.
Yes.
One Republican finds a spine but has to quit the party, Tom Tillis.
And Murkowski's
going to
cave.
It's Murkowski and Susan Collins watch. How concerned are they? I asked Rocky Mountain Mike for a Susan Collins outrage
meter.
Concern meter to go with our Mitt Romney outrage meter, just to, you know, gouge. I don't know whether you can, maybe it's like the line in her forehead where you can, you know, gauge her exact level of concern before she caves and votes for it. She's concerned about Medicaid cuts.
She's definitely going to vote for it.
Yeah.
I think Murkowski's going to cave too, and we're going to.
Well, because she's making backroom deals, which in any normal world, Jody, you've heard of this, the Senate parliamentarian would say no.
Right.
It triggers the Byrd rule. You can't use reconciliation now. But like we were saying, Republicans don't play by any set of rules.
No, not
They're
at
just going to go, oh, well, we'll just fire her. Or we'll, I mean, it's the same story. And by the way, can I just say. Nobody calls Trump. This bill's very popular. First of all, there's no reason there's a July 4th deadline. It's because of him, because they need to rush it through.
Right.
Because the more people know about it, the less popular it gets. And it's already, this is Harry Enten, CNN.
You don't have to be a mathematical genius to know that these are horrible, horrible, horrible numbers. Washington Post, minus 19 points. Pew Research Center, minus 20 points. Fox News, minus 21 points. Holy Toledo, you just never see numbers.
Holy Toledo, I love
Sir Charles Barkley, terrible, terrible, terrible. It is one of the most unpopular pieces of legislation that I have ever seen.
I want to snuggle with Harry Enten.
Holy Toledo.
So
shout out to Ohio this morning, because Holy Toledo is not used nearly enough.
It is not. It's old-timey. Well,
yes, he is.
Where's Mike Krecky? Where's our art in
Mike
Chicago?
He actually
used the word Mike Krecky.
I don't think he's with us anymore.
Yeah. He was old when we started.
Like, what's,
art in Hollywood, ago. He's gone.
What's her name?
Rode-Flaire Mary.
Yeah, Rode-Flaire Mary.
Oh, yeah, I doubt she's with us anymore.
Yeah. Well, because she smokes Rode-Flaires. Uh-huh. Or she did.
She did.
It appeared.
And then there was the COVID that
but
most likely...
Oh, yeah. Because she was an anti-vaxxer. Yes, who can forget the Rode-Flaire Mary? What was your favorite day? Mine was, show me a poor Jew.
I think we might have Rode-Flaire Mary in there. I don't.
The other one was, the blacks are taking all the food stamps from my son and filling up their Escalades with the groceries, the blacks.
That's so Reagan. Hmm? That's such a Reagan thing.
Show me a poor Jew.
Yeah, show me a poor Jew was a classic day.
Uh-huh.
I miss Mary. Mary, if you're still with us, call in.
Yeah, she's delightful. She's nice.
Well, we know she has a son, so.
Hey, yes. Mary's son. Come on. So you have the same lovely voice.
Yeah.
By the way, they're still using the same rhetoric. Who is it? Senator Football McDump, that guy called them, you know.
Tuberville?
No, he called them, you know, inner city rats.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, are socialists and want blah, blah, blah. It's just, oh, my God. This is... pick your reference from the Holocaust, right? When you start people calling people rats and subhuman and they're, you know, living off the government and blah, blah, blah. Okay. So what has... Yes. Chris, who said...
Oh,
please.
Okay.
Uh-oh. If you had a little... Just a little confidence in the little fella, he might pull one of these off. Who said the American public at this particular point hates the big, beautiful bill?
Chilly Willy.
No, it was just a Harry Enten. You just played him, but that was another part. Okay.
You can do it, buddy. One of these days.
Chilly Willy cries ice cubes because he's a penguin.
He does.
Right. Uh-oh.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
She forgot.
Everything's fine now. Okay.
Not really, because we have that box over there.
By the way, my favorite thread this morning already. Heather says, MAGA is never quieter when it's one of their own goes on a killing spree.
Yeah.
Of course, this is a young white guy in Idaho with MAGA parents. Here we are again, right after the political assassination of these poor people in Minnesota, Jody. It's just, and again, nothing. You'll hear nothing from the White House because it's one of their own, you know? And it's just, this is exactly what Chris Wray testified, that our biggest, 90-something percent of our terrorism is right-wing inspired. All right, so, can I just, because we're in the awesome black lady category of early warning system.
Uh-huh.
Frangela, by the way, sent me both of these clips, and they will join us Thursday because my mental health was deteriorating. If you didn't show up, and I haven't seen Frangela in a couple of weeks,
they were off
you
for
people
weeks.
Need to understand your responsibility to my mental... Yeah!
What?
They were off for 2 weeks.
I know!
Yeah.
They'll be here.
And they were going to be off on Friday until I cajoled them into...
I know! Jody's the lady of 10,000 podcast lakes, and she's here. How many podcasts do you host a week now?
Just mine, and then I'm on with Bob twice a week.
Yes.
And then when I do cameras, I'm here doing all of that.
Oh.
And then when I host for you, then I'm doing my show.
You'll be in for Chris last week in August, and then me the last week in September, because it's my birthday week when I turn
44.
Correct. That's a big birthday for me, Bella, because, when you're edging up to 45.
You're almost in your mid-40s. Well, you're technically
traumatic.
Almost there.
Yeah. Traumatic.
And my birthday is a week before yours.
See?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, Bella gets a week in August, finally. But she's she'll be going to a stomach rehab clinic.
Yes.
No, she won't.
To get pumped, yeah.
No, she won't.
But not Porto's.
No. No. Too acidic.
44, huh?
Yeah. So I don't, I'm not even making eye contact with you. Anyway.
I told you I'm the oldest person in the room.
I've been working with you for 44 years.
No, you have not.
Almost.
Like 25.
30, more than that.
30.
you know,
more than 25.
I started when I was, remember, just out of college.
Uh-huh. I started with you in 97.
Right. Okay, let's just move. Let's skip lightly on.
I've been listening to you longer than that.
Oh, well, because, by the way, another thing you're wrong about, implying I'm not 43. Linda says, Chris is wrong. Mamdami never said the government should take over all the grocery
right.
stores.
I never said he did.
He proposed one.
I never said he said that.
He well, I got a lot of threads and emails
okay.
about this.
I never said he said
he proposed
that.
One in... Can I just get through this? He proposed one
I'm not
going
to let people lie about me.
He proposed one in each borough of New York City to keep prices down. I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea, too.
It's addressing food deserts.
LaGuardia did that, too.
Food deserts, like in areas, you know, to keep... At least there's one option for New Yorkers is all it is. Yeah. But, it's, you know, here we go. Socialist
takeover. And it helps keep prices down and... Yeah. Just like a public option in insurance.
Yeah, but he's brown. I don't think you're aware.
Very cute.
He's very
he is.
Very handsome.
He is.
Yeah.
He
is.
Oh, my God. We all agree.
We all agree. Well,
excuse me. Bella with a Z has entered the chat.
Oh, yeah. He's like 33, right?
I know, yeah.
Right?
He's well, age appropriate well, for you.
If say, well, too. Say there was no boyfriend, what age? What would be your age limit?
Probably like, well, okay, this is not an invitation,
right.
listeners.
As a boyfriend.
Probably like 30, yeah, like 34, 35, yeah. I'd say is my age limit, about 10 yeah. years older.
Same here.
Yeah. 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 Same for me, like about 10 years younger than
same
me.
Same here. Yeah. Like 30, it's about 23 34. Years younger than I am, but that's fine. My yeah. mom's husband's 24 years younger than she is.
Who? Oh, your mom's, well, your
husband
mom's,
is 24
your mom's
years
Carol
younger.
Burnett, so. Yeah. She kind of defies all
well, she used to
laws
joke.
Of gravity.
There was
and...
a friend of ours that we wanted her to date years ago who is older than my, yeah. than her current husband by yeah. like 10 years. And she literally said to Carrie and me, I don't want to have to burp him.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, that's scampy, Carol Burnett.
She's funny.
She is.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, do we have our J.D. Vance? I have some, yes. Frank Blue Skied, Steph, doing my nightly crossword puzzle, and I came across this one that I think you can help me with. The clue is J.D. Vance is a blank. Any ideas? Yes, I do. My friend Jill Sobule has some
people
ideas.
Needing heart surgery get a shunt.
Right.
Sometimes a baseball they bunt. The new Mary Poppins was Emily Blunt. J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is a...
All right. By the way, I hear he's sleeping on John Thune's couch. You know.
Yeah. In
he's
the
currently on John Thune's couch in case he has to do the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But the reason I'm wearing my Jill Sobule t-shirt, which you can get at jillsobule.com, is tonight, if you are here in L.A., Jill Affair mm-hmm. is at Largo. It's too late for Mama, but go represent Margaret Cho
you
and
were on the
some of the go-go's. And
You were going
to
go.
Well, I need to go to sleep now.
Okay.
If I'm
going to
get up in time.
Right.
Yeah, she would.
Jody's
got to
take it from here. And I need to go to sleep now if I'm going to go. But anyway, they're filming a documentary, so they're coming in today to film me in studio about the new, which looks amazing and heartbreaking. Already they sent
yeah.
me some clips, and I wanted to Lisa from Seattle said, Steph, thanks so much for all your support and love for Jill Sobule. I wouldn't have known how kind and giving she truly was if not for your show. I'm writing to ask a little help in getting through to any Steph heads in the Seattle area. Our local version of Jill's Fair is tomorrow night, July 2nd, at the Triple Door. Tickets are only $10. All proceeds will be going to the It Was a Good Life Foundation.
Oh, nice.
Which is all a lot of Jill's favorite causes. Thank you to Chris, Jody, Bella, all their hard work keeping you on the air and relatively sane.
We're failing miserably.
Do they, Lisa?
That last
do they? I almost forgot to mention how clever and beautiful you are, Stephanie. Thank
oh
you for
God.
Your attention to this matter.
I think she actually puts that into the emails herself.
Yeah,
at
you
this
write
point.
That, those into.
I read it for Jill. I didn't get to that part till the end.
Uh-huh.
But you have my attention to that matter because of my desperate, thirsty need for approval.
They need to put that in the subject line. Then you're guaranteed
right.
to read.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
That's what AG does with hers.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, if you tell Andy and myself that we're great, you're getting it read.
No matter what. Or say something disparaging about Chris. You're in.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we kid. All right. Hey, we have a huge show.
No kidding.
Not only little red-haired girl Jody Hamilton, yeah. lady of 10,000 podcast lakes, but John Leguizamo.
I heard. Who,
awesomeness in human form. We also have Hold Please, Rude Pundit, what, on a Tuesday,
yeah.
and Charlie Pierce.
Yeah.
Wow. 19. See, no slacking off on vacation week for us.
Well, you know, a little bit.
Yeah. 19.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of Earths.
Oh.
I have chosen my olive color for this week. Thank you for asking what color pajamas I chose. I love my little short sleeve cozier pajamas. They're so cute. So soft.
They're totes adorbs.
And temperature regulating. If you've ever tried to sleep through a summer heat wave, right? It's getting hot everywhere, right? You know, they have flipping the pillow, you're tossing, you're looking for that one cold spot. You have perhaps two terrierist sleeper cells like I do, so there are no cold spots because they find them first.
Right.
And then they hatch on them. It's a long story. I told the sad story, Jody, before my Cozy Earth pajamas and sheets, waking up and going, oh, God, is that me?
I heard that. What were you doing?
I don't know. Yeah. Am I running in my sleep? What am I doing? Or is it just stinky old lady smell?
Yeah, because, I mean, you're not even menopausal yet, are you?
No.
You're way too young for that.
Yes. Cozy just made from viscose from bamboo, so temperature regulated, so breathable, and they do get softer with every wash.
They do.
I thought it was my imagination. It is not. The all-day tee and studio pant collection, ridiculously soft, breathable, perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. I traveled home in my Cozy Earth studio pants. They're so soft. Oh, my God. Luxury is not out of reach. Go now to CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. Best-selling, temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
Yo. Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love it. It goes on, smells citrusy. It feels amazing. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go now to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. It's my favorite skincare product. It'll be yours, too. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. One more time, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Distinguished television journalist Bill Moyers died June 26th at age 91. In his long career, he earned 30 Emmy Awards, served as President Lyndon Johnson's press secretary, and was a stalwart voice for democracy and democracy reform. On Being a Reporter, Moyers told a Chautauqua Institution audience in 2016, "I was hooked, and in one way or another, I've continued to engage the issues of money and power, equality and democracy over a lifetime spent at the intersection between politics and journalism." From 1964 to 1967, he served as Johnson's press secretary during the passage of the Civil Rights Act and Voting Rights Act. He was instrumental in the creation of public broadcasting, where he later reported for almost a decade. He wrote scores of commentaries for CBS and NBC and produced 70 documentaries for PBS. Democracy and democracy reform appears frequently in Moyers' work, including his Moyers on Democracy podcast and a companion book of speeches. When Moyers retired in 2017, he wrote, please remain vigilant and engaged as citizens in the civic and political life of your community and our country. Democracy is fragile, and no one can say with certainty that it can withstand the manifold risks to which it is now exposed. We've linked to his farewell essay and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Animal enthusiasts, registration is open for Camp Paw Prince Summer Break at Dane County Humane Society. Kids ages 7 to 12 enjoy animal interactions, lessons with experts, service projects, art projects, and more. Visit giveshelter.org/camp for details. And now, Dane County Humane Society has a camp for ages 12 to 14. Camp Wildside is a nature and wildlife camp, bird and plant identification, monitoring nests, wildlife games, service, art projects, and more. Details at giveshelter.org/wildside.
And the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
That's what old people used to do at concerts, Bella.
Lighters.
Lighters, yes.
Remember those?
Well, they do cell phones now, right?
Yeah, the flashlights.
Lighters, man.
We did it the old-fashioned way with fire.
We did. It was actual fire.
Actual fire in enclosed spaces with thousands of people.
Because we all smoked.
Exactly.
Now people still smoke at concerts. And
now we do replicas of fire. Ooh, look, it's the U-log on my iPhone. Okay, I was saying, Jody, it's hard to keep up. It's such a solid wall of lies. And Trump going, this bill's very popular, let's hurry up and get it done. What do you think is in every poll, including Fox poll, 20-something percent approval rating? Hardly anything.
I know.
Right? Chlamydia, maybe?
Chlamydia?
But, okay, John Oliver, one of the heroes of democracy, calling out, this is just one hearing with Bobby Kennedy, who just lies relentlessly. But here it is.
I know there are some out there who still think, well, RFK's weird about vaccines, but he knows a lot about health-related issues. But you would be surprised by just how wildly wrong he can be when he is spouting alarming official-sounding statistics.
We are 4.2% of the world's population. We buy 70% of the pharmaceutical drugs on Earth. 15% of American youth are now on Adderall or some other ADHD medication. When I was a kid, I always say this. A typical pediatrician would see one case of diabetes in his lifetime. Today, it's one out of every three kids who walks through his office door. 20 years ago, there was no diabetes in China.
What?
Today, 50% of the population is diabetic.
No.
So here's the thing. All the numbers you just heard him say are bull. Americans don't buy 70% of the drugs on Earth. We buy around 6%. 15% of American youth aren't on ADHD meds. Estimates put it closer to 5%. One in three kids don't have diabetes. It's actually 0.35%, or one in 285 kids. And the rate of diabetes in China is roughly 12%. Not, as I think you already know, 50%. Of all the people in China do not have diabetes. And look, we have asked our researchers to fact check some dumb shit before on this show. Last year, we literally emailed J.D. Vance's team to ask, has Senator Vance ever had sex with a couch? And has Senator Vance ever had sex with any other furniture or household items? But somehow that was still less embarrassing than writing to multiple diabetes experts this week and asking, do half the people in China have diabetes? And in return, getting a bunch of versions of no and one response from a doctor that called Kennedy's statement ludicrous, adding, these stats might be related to the worm in his brain.
I mean, who was the woman, congresswoman, that was questioning him? And she said, did you lie to Senator Cassidy when you said you wouldn't fire this vaccine advisory board? And he's like, I never made any such promise to Senator Cassidy. It's on tape.
He should be impeached. He lied to the Senate.
Yes. But he just, oh my God. See, you never thought my Katharine Hepburn impression would be relevant again.
Well, you do it for both Susan Collins and for...
I never made such a promise, and you got a great big chip on your shoulder. Very unattractive.
That's what he said to the congresswoman. I don't know if you remember that.
And he must have the Aquitaine.
I must have the Aquitaine. That calla lily's out in bloom again.
Ethel Thayer sounds like I'm lisping.
You're my knight in shining armor, Jody. All right, I want to get on Rude Pundit and ride, ride, ride.
And you shall.
That's a sex joke. Yes. Okay, next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Southwestern Wisconsin is becoming a hotbed for clean energy production. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Caden Crapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. Amy Seaboth Wilson with Southwest Wisconsin Technical College says the school is leading the pack in innovation in the renewable energy space. She says it offers degrees to prepare students for the rising industry and is the first in the Wisconsin Technical College system to install solar arrays with batteries.
I think people really appreciate how Southwest Tech is leaning into technological innovation and demonstrating how it can be really useful as a way to save money and how it can benefit our communities. There's a lot of excitement around having that conversation.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear will drop to the mid 60s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Win a pair of Brewers tickets from 92.7 WMDX and Down Prince Distilling. See the Brew Crew take on the Cubs with John and Gordy, July 29th at AmFam Field.
One lucky listener will win a pair of tickets and sit next to us.
Is that a good thing, really?
Not only that, the food and drinks are on us.
Get to WMDXradio.com to enter Cubs and Brewers with John and Gordy at AmFam Field.
Meet you at the ballpark.
Sponsored by 92.7 WMDX and Down Prince Distilling.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Sturgeon Spirits Distillery founder Carl Lowenstein into the studio. And the 4th of July is fast approaching, so we talk fireworks. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Of.
This is the most deeply immoral piece of legislation that I have ever voted on in my entire time in Congress. We're obviously going to continue to offer these amendments to try to make it better. So far, not a single one of our amendments to try to make the bill better has passed. But we'll be here all day, probably all night, giving Republicans the chance over and over and over again to slim down the tax cuts for the corporations or to make life a little bit more less miserable for hungry kids.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Senator Chris Murphy.
Yep.
This is the biggest cut of the social safety net ever. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe the Senate could make this bill worse, but they have. Right. I think Elizabeth Warren mm-hmm. talking about how many people it puts off health care. I think. Hang on.
Eight.
Yeah, here we go.
Remember how we thought it was going to be 14 million people who'd lose their health care?
Yes.
Then it went up to 16, then another million. Now they're saying just shy of 20 million. These are mamas and babies. These are people with disabilities. These are seniors who are in nursing homes, people with dementia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is hard to believe they could make it worse, and yet they did.
Yes.
And it runs the debt up even more.
Of course.
So even the quote-unquote fiscal conservatives are losing their minds.
Yeah.
I refuse to give up. Call your representatives. And also this guy. Call Superman,
hey.
Batman, this guy.
They let him back into the U.S.
I know.
Who knew?
You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Jolly old England. I have to assume that you did not have baby J.D. Vance or J.D. Vance's on your phone. So that's why they let you back in?
No. Yeah. I was actually a little disappointed that they didn't want to check my phone because I had the fisting porn all
okay.
queued up.
All right. Okay. Enough about Josh Hawley. Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. Yeah.
Please open my phone. Please.
You pulled the douchey. Don't you know who I am? I'm Rude Pundit. Really? You're going to let me back in?
It's in my name.
Yeah. I'm a white guy and a citizen.
Exactly.
They're,
yeah.
They're I know.
They all think I'm one of them.
I know. That's the thing. I was just thinking that yesterday is you joke, but that's what our white privilege is. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Yeah.
We don't
yeah.
have to worry about if we get, got to go get a weed whacker at Home Depot, whether we're going to end up in El Salvador, that's exactly why you need to, we need to use our white privilege to help.
Or the guy in Florida recently who had helped rescue a 9-year-old girl who had been bitten by a shark in Florida and chased dove into the water, chased the shark away.
Yeah.
And then he was stopped for his headlight not working and is now going to be deported.
I mean, we try to do a story a day, Rude, but I mean, Purple Heart winners, people have been here for years and years and years. It's insane what's happening. I mean, around the country, but LA, we're ground zero and it's all right. Anyway, let's talk about what's going on in your neck of the woods in New York. Where are you? You had some Mamdani thoughts here. Let's mm-hmm. see. Hold, please.
Mostly it's just shut the F up.
Yeah,
let
just shut up.
Let the guy run.
Yeah.
Support him.
Right.
Jeez.
Well,
what the hell?
Here's my thing. I don't know everything he's ever said. I know he was till 2 days ago. I don't live in New York. I don't get a vote. It's like, this is who New York voted for.
Right.
And I'm sure I won't agree with everything he's ever said, he seems to have a lot of popular ideas. He seems to be young and energetic, and he walk the whole island
and
of Manhattan.
Hot.
He is.
That too. Yeah, I loved Anna. She said, if you're a Christian who honestly believes an 80-year-old fascist is more Christ-like than a 33-year-old brown guy fighting for children, immigrants, and the poor, maybe it's time for a quick visit with the only book you haven't banned. Which goes to
and
your so, piece
and somebody
this
tell
week.
Me, what is he going to do? What exactly is he going to do about the war in Gaza? What role does he have to play there? And also, he was supported by a lot of Jewish people.
Yeah. And a lot of us think Netanyahu's
that just seems to be erased
right.
from
and a lot of us think Netanyahu's a war criminal. Like you said, that makes 70-something percent of us anti-Semitic.
Oh, yeah, 90%. 90% of the world would be considered anti-Semitic if it was, Netanyahu should be arrested for being a war criminal. You know? It's just stupid. I mean, It's like saying that I don't know if you picked up some African dictator for war crimes and sent him to The Hague, that must mean you're racist. People don't say that.
Yeah. Yeah, Will Bunch said, AOC Crockett 2028, let's effing go. And Will Bunch said, like Mondami, she bringing a tsunami of young voters. I'd love to see it. I mean, I would love it too. But I think, you know, even AOC, I think Charlie Pierce always talks about this, has been very politically savvy. She doesn't beat up on the Democratic Party. She works inside the party, but, you know, she is perfect for her district. So I don't know what this means nationally or whatever, but let New Yorkers vote.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like, you know, you probably, people who have never been to New York City are sitting here commenting on, oh no, we can't let this Muslim guy become mayor of New York. And you know, we're going to hold him up as some kind of representative of the Democratic Party. Or I love Trump and some others that are like, oh no, New York City is going to turn communist. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, to me, that's what resonated the most for me, is him standing up against fascism. To speaking out against the Trump administration, which I think we keep saying that it's between the fighters and the folders. I don't know, but, you know, I mean, look, Joe Walsh is a fighter. I'm glad he's in our party. I'm sure I wouldn't agree with him still on a lot of stuff, you know. But
then you get just like the disappointing stuff that Hakeem Jeffries said yesterday, and Eric Swalwell, and all these people that are just
about,
you know,
anti-Semitism or
saying, well, yeah. he didn't condemn. The idea of global intifada. And it was like, no, look at the answer there.
Yeah.
The answer there was could we stop talking about speech and talk about action, which is, I mean, that's everything. They're losing their minds.
Chris said this yesterday, that, you know, Democrats, they're going to be afraid, like, you know, it's going to tie us to socialism everywhere. And, you know, but again, the same people aren't going to win in Idaho. They're going to win in New York City.
Exactly.
You know, and so, you're right. If you, they don't do this with right wingers who've said any number of horrible things, like play gotcha with every single thing they've ever said. And right.
If Andrew Cuomo had been the nominee, they would have been accusing him of being a socialist, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They were out there calling, Joe Biden the most left-wing president ever, a communist. And it's like, Joe Biden? Really? The banking industry's best buddy? That Joe Biden.
Well, you couldn't get more establishment Democrat than Joe Biden. But, you know, you retweeted CNN's data analyst says the takeaway from Mamdani's win is Democrats right now are out for blood. They want to take out their party leaders. Democrats who say they want to replace their party leaders, 62% nationally say yes, compared to 24% who say no. Well, I would say, Ruud, it depends on which ones. Mm-hmm. You know, like we all were disappointed about Chuck Schumer folding on. I can't remember the thing now. I mean, I was just happy he, like, made them read the whole bill to try to at least slow this down. So, because the more people hear about it, the more they hate it, you know.
Yeah.
But I agree that I don't think he's the man for the moment, you know. But that doesn't mean I think Chris Murphy is fantastic. And do you know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's just these labels.
Right. But I think what they're talking about is the actual leadership. I mean, those are the ones that are letting us down. Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer are letting us down. Dick Durbin, who's done at least a few things, but even he's not fighting as much as he could.
He's retiring. You know, I mean, you've got to give him and Jan Schakowsky props. They're saying it's time to pass the baton, you know. And anyway, but so let's, I don't even know where to start. You had such great stuff this week, as always. You said the Trump administration is dropping charges against MS-13 gang members leaders after the gang leaders agreed to use their power as gang leaders to support Bukele politically in El Salvador. I mean, and by the way, aren't they letting out to testify against Garcia? Because they're letting out an actual gang member,
Actual criminal, because he's going to make up stuff about
I mean, I'm just trying to cover everything. You said one thing that doesn't get highlighted a great deal is there's no actual reason the bill needs to be passed by July 4th, other than Trump said that's when he wants it. No funding deadlines are looming then, nothing but the demands of an evil quit, which I just think that was also underused.
And they don't want people to learn about it.
Yes,
they don't want there to be a break and representatives and senators to go home and have town halls and get screamed at. But, you know, that's the only reason. There's no real pressing reason why this funding bill has to be completed so quickly.
Yeah. Rude, by the way, thank you for addressing this. I guess you retweeted somebody named Bobby, because I keep asking this. I know that they don't play by any rules, but he said, I want to be very clear about what's happening. Senate Republicans know the parliamentarian will say they can't use 312 to pretend tax cuts are free because two have Byrd rule problems. So they're refusing to meet with her so they can pretend they never ignored her when they do it anyway. Well, other people are saying that Lisa Murkowski should have triggered the Byrd rule and they'd not be able to use reconciliation. But I think we're so used to them being a completely lawless party led by a completely lawless leader.
They just change the rules whenever it suits them. And I think it just happened recently. I mean, and with Murkowski, you know, they've only been able to come up with half the bribe. The parliamentarian said that carving out an exemption on Medicaid for Alaska did not meet the test, but carving out the SNAP benefits exception for Alaska did and could be part of the bill. So they may have come up with their Murkowski bribe.
God, of course. Of course. They will all take a bribe. It's all just F you, the rest of America, you know, if I can get mine. I just wanted to play this for you. Joy Reid, Frangela sent this to us. And it just to your point about the rules, the Democratic Party, here she is.
In the case of Jasmine Crockett, a rational party facing actual fascism would say, who are our most effective voices? Who do the people listen to? That's who right. do the people trust? Who do the people want to hear from? If it's Jasmine Crockett, we don't care who's in line.
That's right.
She's about to be the leader. We're going to put her as the head of whatever this committee is, make her the head of oversight, and put her on TV every day. Mm-hmm. But that isn't what Democrats do because they're orderly. And orderly is insufficient.
Yeah.
In the face of fascism.
Oh,
yes.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
She's on the list of things I will die mad about. Hillary, Kamala, MSNBC. Yes. And by the way, the ratings are much lower than hers were. And that. Anyway, she's dead on, I think, Rude. Go ahead.
Yeah, and AOC pointed this out in a couple of interviews. I think there was an interview on Jon Stewart's podcast where she talked about the almost fetishistic devotion to seniority.
Yes.
Well, Democratic Party.
Let me do part two for you real quick. And then,
I think for ordinary people who are not political, who don't pay attention, to them, he gets things done. And so they'll even look past some of the horrible things he gets done to say, but he's effective. Because he doesn't say, you know, I don't have 60 votes. I can't do that. That's what Democrats say.
Yeah.
He doesn't say, you know, I do it, but it has to get out of committee in the House. What Democrats say. And Democrats say, you know, AOC, we like her. We support her. We think she's great. But we have this other person that needs to be the chairman of this committee because they've waited in the wings and now it is their turn. The person who was, you know, who was picked over AOC has now passed away.
Yep.
That's what Democrats do.
Yes.
Well, it's not adequate in the face of fascism, I think, is the key thing that she said. You know, that's what Democrats, I think, are thirsty for, is just fighters.
One of the first things I ever wrote when I started doing this blogging nonsense was that Democrats want to follow the Marquess of Queensberry rules in boxing.
Yeah.
I always say they want to win the Lady Bing Award in hockey while they're knocking our teeth out.
Yes. And Republicans are, you know, total street fighters and will throw stuff in their face and will bite and gouge and kick and use whatever.
Yes.
And the Democrats will sit there and say, no, it must be proper fisticuffs.
And by the way, God bless Jerry Conley, who was a great, you know, but he was not just, again, not just about age. He was ill. I mean, so to Joy's point, you know, I mean, there are sometimes...
But he had seniority, Stephanie.
But that's my point. There's a number of reasons why, you know, I think Jasmine Crockett would have been a great idea. But anyway, let me just end with Senator Murphy, because, again, not about age. He made the same point you just did.
I think you have to pay attention to the fact that you had a candidate in New York City that was talking every single day about the cost of living. He did have a laser-like focus on cost of living, on shifting power to people who don't have enough of it. And I think if the Democratic Party writ large spent as much time or as big a percentage of our communications time talking about the cost of living as Mamdani did in New York, we'd probably win a lot more elections.
That's my point, Ruud. I think that you've been saying, let's take what's good about what Mondami did rather than trying to run away from him or be scared of him or go, oh, my God, we're all going to get painted as socialists. Go look at the things he obviously did right.
Yeah, and you can say things like, I don't agree with everything he says, but that's what Republicans do whenever they have somebody who's controversial. He may want death camps for immigrants, but, man, I sure like what he's saying about the price of bacon. You know, that's the Republican approach.
Yeah. I hate to ask this. Can you stay one more thing? Because I want to talk to you about your new piece about the the Supreme Court ruling that has disappeared gay people.
Yeah.
So you and I won't be here for this, but Jody will talk to you.
Jody will talk to you about it.
Yeah. About Bella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the straights will be here. No, I'm just kidding. Just stay, stay, because I need to talk to you about this. Okay. 40.
Wait, the gay people are leaving? What?
No.
No, we're being disappeared.
What's our bewitched sound effect?
It was a joke, and I'm too stupid and jet lagged.
See?
I blame the jet lag.
The Supreme Court has disappeared, Chris and I.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I'll be here. Just hang on. All right, 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
I'm telling you, this is exactly right. Fighters are folders.
Yep.
They are fighters. Our base, at least, is just thirsty for right now. State of the world can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed. We're going the wrong way.
You're going to kill somebody.
Everybody. But there's ways you can make a difference. Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. Jody Hamilton's known about it for 11 billion years.
Yes.
They're a progressive phone company. They've donated over $95 million to all of the heroes of democracy, like ACLU right now, that is fighting all these awful Supreme Court rulings. Come on. You get great coverage, great deals on new phones, and you get to make a big difference.
Whoa.
Just little tiny you.
Teeny tiny.
Also, when you go to Credo Mobile and type in the code STEF25, you get 25% off your service for 2 years. When you type in STEF25 at credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm just like any modern woman, trying to have it all. Loving husband, a family. It's just I wish I had more time to seek out the dark forces and join their hellish crusade.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body. And it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, 15 years ago as a physical therapist, working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery. And I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results. And collagen is an interesting thing in terms of what's happened in the past 100 years. Our ancestors got plenty of collagen because of the way they would eat. We are very much what we say off the path. We're not getting near enough collagen. So we're very deficient in it. So it's making the structure of our bodies very weak, it's why we have so many falls, so many injuries. But in general, we're just extremely deficient in protein because we're so bombarded with refined carbohydrates, right? We're carbohydrates with sugars and dyes and seed oils, and those things are really wrecking our health. So I really consider moving back to protein one of the easiest things that we can do.
And just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent, like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From Get Native Path, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Thanks, Doc.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Oh, this portion of the show brought to you by our desperately needed chill out here in California,
oh, yeah.
CB Distillery. The Trump is suing us now, the city of L.A., because stuff. Okay. If you're still tossing and turning because you're, I don't know, a sentient being, you might need some help. CB Distillery, millions are turning to CBD for relief because it works. Over 90% of customers report sleeping better with CBD. And it's not just sleep. They offer targeted formulations for just about everything. Yeah. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. I use it, as you know, every Saturday that I overdo
you
with
do.
My bike club. Oh, we did have a No Kings protest and overthrow our bike leader and did 5 miles less because it was hot last weekend. But it's still, my back still hurt. I still needed my CBD relief. Okay. It's grooming week for Bonnie and Clyde. Did you know that? It's Bonicare week. Yeah. So they need the CBD for pets.
That's right.
They have something for literally everybody.
Literally.
If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or another health concern, you haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. If you type in the codes, Stephanie, you save 25% of your entire purchase at CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. 57 minutes after the hour, Rude Pundit, you wrote a great piece entitled Conservatives on the Supreme Court Try to Erase Gay People. There were so many horrible decisions that, I'm glad as a professor you wrote about this. You just said they basically ruled it's wrong if a school district allows books with LGBTQ plus characters in their classroom libraries. It's wrong if a teacher's going to read the book aloud. Also, the school has to allow the parents to opt their precious little pure angels, or they might be taught the horrors of life in a diverse culture. It's so dumb and so backwards that it's an insult to teachers, to religion, to the Constitution. It's a piece with the majority's infantilization of the population in their decisions. That's a great way to put it, but talk a little more. You have wrote a whole piece.
Yeah, I mean, Alito wrote this opinion where essentially it's saying that how dare you put books in classrooms and possibly have teachers read them out loud where gay characters, LGBTQ characters, enjoy their lives and are happy. I mean, he literally says something about how in one book, you know, Uncle Bobby's Wedding, which is about a little girl and her uncle, she's got this great uncle who's gay named Bobby. His being gay is just what he happens to be,
right.
And he's going to get married, and the little girl is afraid. Oh no!
Yep. No, I know it's terrible. I mean, no more gay penguins for your kids,
and they're already
over tariffed. The penguins.
Yes.
I mean, really?
Yes.
Now they can't even be gay.
Yeah.
We love
you,
Rude Pundit. Go read his piece. It's brilliant as usual. We love you, Rude Pundit. John Leguizamo next.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll continue to monitor the budget process both in D.C. and Madison. And what's worse for the holidays, ketchup or mustard? Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Republicans in the Senate continue pounding away, trying to find enough votes to pass President Trump's big budget bill, the president is on his way to the Florida Everglades to look at the new detention center that's been nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz. ABC's Victor Okendo is there.
The Florida Republican Party now selling Alligator Alcatraz merchandise online. And all of this comes as the administration ramps up its deportation efforts. New data, analyzed by ABC's own television station's data team, showing a recent shift in arrests. The administration now arresting more migrants with no criminal convictions.
Before leaving for Florida, the president was asked about his relationship with Elon Musk and said that Musk was only mad because EV tax credits were being phased out. Musk calls the spending bill political suicide for the Republican Party. Iran assessing the damage and lashing out over the American-Israeli airstrikes, but keeping open the possibility of talks. This is ABC News.
As